Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 24, Chota Haridas, Part 4, The Story of Chota Haridas. One day, Bhagavan Acharya invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to dine at his home. Thus, he was preparing rice and various types of vegetables. A devotee named Chota Haridas used to sing for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagavan Acharya called Chota Haridas to his home and spoke as follows. Please go to the sister of Shikimahiti in my name, ask her for a mana of white rice, and then bring it here. Shikimahiti's sister was named Madhavi Devi. She was an elderly lady who always performed austerities, and she was very advanced in devotional service. Indeed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Madhavi Devi as having formerly been an associate of Srimati Radharani. In the entire world, 3.5 people were the intimate devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Those three were Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Roy, and Shikimahiti. And the half person was Shikimahiti's sister, Madhavi Devi. After begging the rice from her, Junior Haridas brought it to Bhagavan Acharya, who was very pleased to see its quality. In great affection, Bhagavan Acharya cooked varieties of vegetables and other preparations which were dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhagavan Acharya also obtained remnants of food from Lord Jagannath and digestive aids such as ground ginger and also lime with salt. At noon, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to eat the offerings of Bhagavan Acharya, Lord Chaitanya first appreciated the fine rice and therefore questioned Bhagavan Acharya. Where did you get such fine rice?
Oh, I got it by begging from Madhavi Devi.
When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked who had begged the rice and brought it back, Bhagavan Acharya mentioned the name of Chota Haridas. Praising the quality of the rice, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu partook of the prasadam. Then, after returning to his residence, Lord Chaitanya gave the following order to Govinda, his personal assistant. From this day forward, do not allow Chota Haridas to come here. When Junior Haridas heard that he had been ordered not to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was very unhappy, and no one could understand why Chota Haridas had been ordered not to come. Chota Haridas fasted continuously for 3 days. Then, Swarup Damodar Goswami and other confidential devotees approached Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, inquiring from him, "What great offense has Junior Haridas committed? Why has he been forbidden to come to your door? He has been fasting now for 3 days. My dear devotees, I cannot tolerate seeing the face of a person who has accepted the renounced order of life, but who still talks intimately with a woman. For so strongly do the senses adhere to the objects of their enjoyment, that indeed even a wooden statue of a woman attracts the mind of even a great saintly person. Matra svasra duhitrava na vivaktasano bhavet bolavan indriya gramo vidvangsam apikarshati. One should not sit closely with one's mother, sister, or daughter, for the senses are so strong
that they may attract even a person advanced in knowledge. There are many persons with little in their possession who accept the renounced order of life just like monkeys. They go here and there, engaging in sense gratification and speaking intimately with women. And after saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered his room. Seeing Lord Chaitanya in such an angry mood, all the devotees fell silent. The next day, all the devotees together approached the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, submitting an appeal on behalf of Junior Haridas. Haridas has committed but a small offense. Therefore, O Lord, please be merciful to him. Now, Chota Haridas has received a sufficient lesson. So in the future, Chota Haridas will not commit such an offense. O devotees, my mind is not under my control. It does not like to see anyone in the renounced order who talks intimately with women. You should all tend to your respective engagements. Give up this useless talk. For if you speak this way again, I shall go away, and you will no longer see me here. Upon hearing this, all the devotees covered their ears with their hands, got up, and then went about their respective duties. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also left that place to perform his noon duties. No one could understand Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. The next day, all the devotees went to Sri Paramanandapuri, requesting him to pacify Lord Chaitanya. Paramanandapuri thereupon went alone to the residence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After offering Paramanandapuri obeisances, Lord Chaitanya seated him by his side with great respect. Lord Chaitanya inquired, "So, what is your order? For what purpose have you come here?" Paramanandapuri then submitted his prayer that Lord Chaitanya show favor to Chota Haridas. Hearing this request, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "My dear Paramanandapuri, please hear me. It is better for you to stay here with all the Vaishnavas. Please give me permission to go to Alalanath. I shall remain there alone. Only Govinda will go with me." And after saying this, Lord Chaitanya called for Govinda. Offering obeisances to Paramanandapuri, Lord Chaitanya got up and began to leave. In great haste, Paramanandapuri went before Lord Chaitanya and with great humility persuaded him to sit down in his room. Paramanandapuri then said, "My dear Lord Chaitanya, you are the independent personality of Godhead, so you can do whatever you like. Who can say anything above you? All your activities are for the benefit of the people in general, but we cannot understand them, for your intentions are deep and grave." So after saying this, Paramanandapuri left for his own home. Then all the devotees went to see Junior Haridas. Swarup Damodara Goswami said, "Please hear us, Haridas, for we all wish you well. Now, please believe what we have to say to you. At present, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is persisting in his mood of anger because he is the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, at some time, however, Lord Chaitanya will surely be merciful, for at heart, Lord Chaitanya is very kind. Lord Chaitanya is persisting, and if you also persist, Lord Chaitanya's persistence will increase. So it is better for you to bathe and take prasadam. In due course, Lord Chaitanya's anger will automatically subside. Having said this, Swarup Damodar Goswami induced Haridas to bathe and take prasadam. After thus reassuring him, Chokta Haridas returned home. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Lord Jagannath in the temple, Chokta Haridas would stay a long distance away and see him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is indeed the ocean of mercy. Who can understand Lord Chaitanya? When Lord Chaitanya chastises his dear devotees, Lord Chaitanya certainly does so just to reestablish the principles of religion or duty. So after all the devotees saw this example, a mentality of fear grew among them. Therefore, they all stopped talking with women, even in dreams. In this way, a complete year passed for Junior Haridas, but still there was no sign of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy towards Chokta Haridas. Thus, at the end of one night, Junior Haridas, after offering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu respectful obeisances, departed for Prayag without saying anything to anyone. Junior Haridas had conclusively decided to attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, Chokta Haridas entered deep into the water at Triveni, the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna at Prayag. And in this way, Chokta Haridas gave up his life. Immediately, after committing suicide in this way, Chokta Haridas went in his spiritual body to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and received the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. However, Chokta Haridas still remained invisible. In a spiritual body resembling that of a Gandharva, Junior Haridas, although invisible, would sing at night for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to hear. No one but Lord Chaitanya, however, knew of this. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from the devotees, "Where is Chokta Haridas? Now you may bring him here." "My lord, one night at the end of a full year, Junior Haridas got up and went away. No one knows where he has gone." And while hearing the devotees lament like this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was mildly smiling. Thus, all the devotees were very much astonished. One day, Jagadananda, Swarup, Govinda, Kashishwar, Shankara, Damodar, and Mukunda all went to bathe in the sea. They could hear Chokta Haridas singing from a distant place as if calling them in his original voice. No one could see Chokta Haridas, but they could hear Chokta Haridas singing in a sweet voice. Therefore, all the devotees headed by Govinda made this guess. Chokta Haridas must have committed suicide by drinking poison. And because of this sinful act, Chokta Haridas has now become a Brahmana ghost. We cannot see his material form, but still we can hear his sweet singing. Therefore, he must have become a ghost. Swarup Damodar, however, protested, "This is a false guess." Junior Haridas chanted the Hare Krishna mantra throughout his entire life, and he served the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And moreover, Chokta Haridas is dear to Lord Chaitanya, and also he has died in a holy place. Chota Haridas cannot have been degraded. Chota Haridas must have attained liberation. This is the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. You will come to all understand it later. Then, a devotee returned to Navadvip from Prayag and told everyone the details of Junior Haridas's suicide. He explained how Junior Haridas had made his resolution and had thus entered the waters at the confluence of the Yamuna and Ganges. Hearing these details, Srivas Thakur and the other devotees were very surprised. At the end of the year, Sivananda Sena came to Jagannath Puri as usual, accompanied by the other devotees, and thus in great happiness, they all met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srivas Thakur then inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Where is Junior Haridas?" "O Srivas, a person is sure to achieve the results of one's fruitive activities." Srivas Thakur then related the details of Haridas's decision and his entering the waters at the confluence of the Ganges and Yamuna. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these details, he smiled in a pleased mood and then spoke, "If with sensual intentions one looks at women, this is the only process of atonement." Then all the devotees, headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, concluded that because Chota Haridas had committed suicide at the confluence of the rivers Ganges and Yamuna, Junior Haridas must have ultimately attained shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Shachi, performs his pastimes, which greatly satisfy the ears and minds of pure devotees who hear about them. This incident manifests the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His teaching that a sannyasi should remain in the renounced order, and the deep attachment to Lord Chaitanya felt by his faithful devotees. This incident also demonstrates the glories of holy places and shows how Lord Chaitanya accepts his faithful devotee. Thus, Lord Chaitanya fulfilled 5 or 7 purposes by performing one pastime. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like nectar, and they are deep like the ocean. People in general cannot understand them, but a sober devotee can. So, please hear these pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with faith and confidence. Do not argue, for arguments will produce a contrary result. Recorded March 1, 2022, Shivaratri Day, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Kabe ba jagibo ami, kamarupa ari, dure te yagibo, hridoye spuribe tumi, Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Oh, Gopinath, when will I wake up and abandon afar this enemy of lust? And when will you manifest yourself within my heart?